Hallelujah. God bless somebody that is listening to me there. The mercy of God shall not depart from your life. The glory of God shall overshadow you. You will move from grace to grace, from strength to strength. This is a prophetic declaration, prophetic release. On this 23rd day of the month of January, year 2021, we appreciate the mercy of God. We appreciate His grace. We appreciate His extension of His love over our lives. And I pray that wherever you are, the Almighty God shall decorate you with favor. The Almighty God shall decorate you with multiple testimony. The garment of blessing shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every verdict of darkness against your destiny shall be broken and be destroyed. Every satanic judgment issued against you shall be revoked and be cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, as you are waking up this morning, you have an encounter with God of favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Any negative dream that you have had is hereby cancelled. It will not see the light of the day in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, I'll be talking about breaking witchcraft curses. Breaking witchcraft curses. You may need to listen very, very well as I'm going to talk on this. Breaking witchcraft curses. There are different curses, but when a curse is a witchcraft curse, you must know how to undo it. You must know how to undo this very, very well. Beloved, God said something in his word. He gave a very terrible decree. And He issued a very terrible word against witchcraft. In Exodus chapter 22, verse 18, the Bible said, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. The Bible says you must not suffer a witch to live. No wonder Leviticus chapter 20 verse 27, the Bible says a man or a woman that has a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. The Bible says something in Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2 that as the bird flies and the sparrow also move, a curse causeless shall not come. A curse causeless shall not come. Beloved, you need to listen very, very well. To curse a person is to wish evil against that person. A curse is an opposite of blessings. To curse a person is to place that fellow under an embargo. To curse is also to call for mischief or injury to fall on a person. To curse a person is to place a spell on someone. To curse a person is to prevent that fellow from operating a particular area of his life. A curse is a violent expression of evil on someone. A curse is not something you should take lightly, especially if that curse is a curse from witchcraft agent. When someone is put under the yoke of a satanic curse, it's a terrible thing. A curse is wishing someone to experience calamity. A curse will torment a life. A curse will bring a fellow under perpetual destruction. Those who are operating under witchcraft curses, they find out that they never make any move in their life that result in success. Because the curse upon their life will be withdrawing them, will be bringing them backward. A curse can be an invisible barrier that will keep people away from receiving God's blessing. So a curse brings a negative effect on people's life. One thing about a curse is this: if That curse is not broken. It will remain there. Whatever a person begin to do or is doing, if he has not addressed the curse and break the curse cannot go like that. A curse stick to a life of person. A curse prepare a person to receive arrows from the enemy. A curse damage the life of people. A curse can destroy and waste life. A curse can make someone to operate in ten regions all through his days and all through his lives. So a curse is not an ordinary word. A curse is backed up by a force from the spiritual realm. Therefore, when a witch who have swallowed altars issue a curse on someone, and that fellow has no fire in his life, that fellow has entered into one sin or the other, the curse will stick and begin to work against the fellow. A curse can stay in the life of someone for 25 years before it begins to manifest. A curse can damage inside for many years before you see it outside. So a curse is a terrible thing. A curse operates like a dark hand. It will be withdrawing the blessing of the fellow from him. A curse can make a fellow to be entering into error. It operates like a shadow of that original fellow. A curse will make that fellow to be a shadow of himself. A curse operates as the dark hand, pushing the person into error. That is a curse for you. A curse will not allow his victim to grow. A curse will send destiny helpers away from someone. A curse will stagnate the life of the person he has been pronounced upon. A curse can stand as embargo upon the life of people. So a curse is a spiritual entity that all believers must know how to address it and break it. A curse must be constantly and consciously and deliberately be broken. You can't just wish a curse to live. When a witch has pronounced a curse upon a fellow, if that fellow refuses to deal with it, the curse pronounced on that fellow will be working against him. So therefore, it is time for you and I to decide to break this curse that has been pronounced upon us. Because he has been producing negative effect. He has made things hard for us now. But by the grace of God, this curse shall be broken in Jesus' name. One thing you need to know is that curses has laws that governs it. Curses has laws, as we have the law of faith. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6 verse 27, he said, the Bible says, where is boasting then? Is he included? By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Romans chapter 8 verse 2 says, for the law of the spirit of life is Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life is Christ, in Christ Jesus has made me free. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you can see there. So there is something we call the law of faith. There's something we call the law of sin. There's something we call the law of death. So we also have some things that governs curses. We have some laws that govern curses. A curse will not just settle down in the life of anyone if there is no legal ground in that life. There must be something in the life of someone before a curse can stay in that life. That's one of the law. The Bible said the curse curseless shall not come. Proverbs 26 verse 2. So one of the laws that governs curses is that curse that is pronounced on that fellow cannot stay in his life if there is no access, there is no legal ground, if there is nothing in that life that can hold the curse. So when a curse is pronounced on someone and the curse stays, there is something in that life that has made the curse to stay. That is law number one that every one of us must understand. That victim of that curse had something in him that has allowed the curse to stay. And if that thing is not dealt with, it will be very difficult for you to deal with that curse. And that is why people find it very hard. They say they pray and they find out that the curses still operate upon their lives, because all curses pronounced against someone operate by law. And if you don't understand it, you find out that you will try everything possible, but you'll be operating and laboring under witchcraft curses. There are people now laboring under witchcraft curses because they do not know how to break that curse. Today, every curse that is working against your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. If a curse is pronounced by an agent of darkness on someone, that curse can work against his blood. That curse can work against internal system. It can work against his liver. It can work against his womb. It can work against a womb. It can work against a bladder. It can work against every organ of the body. That is the danger of curses. So that is why all of us must make attempt to break any curse that has been satanically pronounced upon our lives and dismantle the legal ground of that curse forever. I pray for somebody that is listening to me today that any curse operating against your destiny shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I will continue to explain the law more to you as we go on, because you need to understand this so that you can deal with it. You can be of help to others. You can also liberate other people in captive. When you see them operating under a curse, you can help them and deliver them. You can be an instrument of God to deliver people. You can be a battle axe in the hand of God, because God needs people. God is looking for people who understand the mystery of spiritual warfare in order to operate in this last day. Are you operating under a curse? You shall be delivered today. If someone is operating under a curse, every door will be closed. If someone is operating under a curse, he will not enjoy himself at all. If somebody is operating under a curse, that fellow will be falling sick. He will be using drug, but the drug will not address it. If someone is operating under a curse, breakthrough will not come. He will not have money to do business. If you borrow him money, the money will be wasted, because there is a curse that is working against him. He will be experiencing backwardness. He will be experiencing failure at the edge of breakthrough. In his dream or in a dream, he will be seeing himself being pursued. He will see himself walking barefooted, sometimes naked in the dream. A curse is working against him. People promise to help him. As the day approach to help him, he will find that those people will change their mind. It's a curse. He will be starting business, and that business will not last. It's a curse. Those people will be trying one thing or the other. They try this business, after 6 months, it has been wasted. They try another one, after 6 months, it has been wasted. Many of them will pack their load. They say, okay, I have tried everything. I want to travel abroad. It is not traveling abroad you need now. This curse that is working against you need to be broken. Because when you travel abroad with a curse upon you, it will still waste everything about you there. Where you are going, why can't you settle it before you travel? Why can't you settle the issue of curses that have been pronounced upon you? Why can't you sit down and break that yoke so that you can be free? I pray for somebody listening to me today that the curse working against you shall be broken in Jesus' name. In case you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, confess your sin unto him now. Tell him to have mercy. Tell him to save you. Tell him to deliver you. Confess your sin. In the name of Jesus, you are going to be free. Thank you, Father. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life unto you. I declare that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess my sin. Come into my life and save me. In Jesus' name we pray. You have really entered in the the family of the Lord. I pray that God will deliver you and God will save your life in Jesus' name. We have some prayers to pray, and which I want you to pray before we go into our impartation section. Before we pray on our prayer request, we are going to pray this prayer very well. I want you to shout loud and clear. Say, every curse working against my progress in life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my progress in life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my progress in life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my progress in life, break now. Break now. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every occult meeting going on against me every night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every occult meeting going on against me every night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every occult meeting going on against me every night, scatter in the name of Jesus. Any occult meeting going on against my life, scatter in Jesus' name. Say, every power holding my meeting to disgrace me, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every power holding night meeting to disgrace me, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every power holding night meeting to disgrace me, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every power holding night meeting to disgrace me, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I want you to take your anointing oil now. If you have a bottle of oil there, I want you to hold it. If you don't have a bottle of oil, just get a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree by the decree of the Lord that the bottle of oil in the hands of your children here shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. Likewise, the bottle of water shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing that dismantles curses shall fall into that oil and that water. The blood of Jesus shall enter into that oil and that water. It shall become your breaking instrument. It shall carry the power that scatters the kingdom of darkness. And the anointing of fire shall enter into it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head. A little on your head. Lay hands upon your head. That is your, is a symbol of your destiny. And you pray very well. Say, blood of Jesus, wash my head clean. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wash my head clean. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wash my head. Wash my head, wash my head, wash my head. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and put it on your forehead now, your forehead. That's yourself, your forehead. And rub it as if you are wiping something away. Say, blood of Jesus, wipe away evil mark on my forehead. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, wipe away evil mark on my forehead. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, wipe away evil mark on my forehead. Wipe away evil mark on my forehead. Blood of Jesus, wipe away evil mark on my forehead. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest area and pray this prayer. Say, any power programming negative energy against my life, in the name of Jesus. Any power programming negative energy against my life, in the name of Jesus. Any power programming satanic energy against my life, in the name of Jesus. Any power programming negative energy against my life, in Jesus. You say, occultic arrow in my body, in the name of Jesus. Occultic arrow in my body, now, now. Occultic arrow in my body, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your navel. We are praying that prayer again. Say, occultic arrow in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Occultic arrow in my body, come out now. I want your come out now to be strong now. You need to shout it. Occultic arrow in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Occultic arrow in my body, come out now. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Now put the oil on your hand. Rub it against the other hand. And you will shout loud and clear, my God, something is happening there. That hand is receiving deliverance now. The yoke of darkness is broken. Yes. Yes. Lage so piero mushangala baraba. Ramprakas kasunturi baraba. Aha. Pray this prayer. Say, any curse program against my hand. Break in the name of Jesus. Any curse program against my hand. Break, 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 break in Jesus. Say, any curse making the work of my hand useless. There in the name of Jesus. Any curse making the work of my hand useless. There in the name of Jesus. Any curse making the works of my hand useless. There in the name of Jesus. Any curse making the work of my hand useless. There, there, there in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, every curse of poverty issued against my hand. There in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty issued against my hand. There in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty is you against my hand. There, there in Jesus' name we pray. Shall they say, every witchcraft curse working against my destiny. There in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse working against my destiny. There in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse working against my destiny. There in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse working against my destiny. There, there in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. I command every curse working against your destiny to be broken. Any curse working against your marriage shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. Every curse working against your business shall be broken. Every curse working against your marital settlement shall be broken. Every curse working against your conception shall be broken. Every curse working against your destiny shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, every curse.